do you have to have gone to the old site to really get a sense of appreciation for what the new site looks like and what the difference is. But if you go and you take a look, you're going to get the kind of information that, frankly, people are expecting from their federal government. We're made a big move towards increasing the transparency of the department here. And what's interesting for those of us who are really working on these things is not so much the front page, which is just great, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second, but the back-end infrastructure is so incredibly important to making sure that this thing is more maintainable, that it maintains its relevance, and it can connect more simply and easily with our customers.
You pulled together a new content management system, which sounds very technical, but really this is the thing that allows you to do things quickly, efficiently, be agile.
Yeah, this is the pipes and wires. It's the plumbing of the site, and it actually makes it possible for us to get information up more quickly, to make it more searchable, to make it linkable to social media sites. So if you go to our front page, you can see connections to YouTube and to Flickr and to Twitter. And so we're able to pump out information as we get it straight out to people so that they can interact more directly with their Treasury Department, get a sense of what we're up to, and see how things are changing.
And also, you are now part of the blogosphere.
Yeah, we've joined the blogosphere, which is exciting. And there'll be some. We'll see how that goes. We'll see what kind of good information we can get out and what kind of interaction we can develop. What we're excited about, part of what we're excited about, is even the ability for people to get a better sense of the economy and how we're interacting with it with our data visualization tools, which is an exciting place for people to go and see things like even the Treasury yield curve and get a better appreciation and understanding of how the Treasury Department works and some of the things we do.
So as you're designing this, and in fact, one of the Business Insider said Tim Geithner is writing the hottest new financial blog out there. So I guess you have your work cut out for you there.
Well, I guess so. But you know, whenever the Treasury Secretary speaks, people are listening.
That's right.
So he recognizes the responsibility that comes with the title.
As you design these things, and when they launch, they always have these great, nice, well-designed front pages. And then what ends up happening is over time, everyone goes, "Well, I need to be on the front page, and I need to."
Right.
And all of a sudden, it ends up being this more cluttered space as opposed to the nice, clean layout that it has now. How do you resist that so you are able to get people to the right information? That seems often the biggest challenge here.
Well, I think that's a really great question. And the folks from our public affairs office and our IT shop who worked together over a few months here to develop this site actually spent a lot of time asking the question, how do we maintain its clean and approachable a look? And one of the things that we arrived at is that different people use the site in different ways for different purposes. And then in many ways, we have four different groups that we interact with: the public, businesses, financial institutions, because we are the Treasury Department, and other members of the government. And our site, actually, as you go to the front page, starts with a public a page, but you can switch under certain tabs depending on what you're interested in. So we can have really four layers of information that's tailored towards the customer rather than just having a single front page that has to try to do everything for everyone.
And on top of that, you're also moving into the cloud, which in some circles gets people to just gasp, you know, moving into the cloud. But this is part of that, I think, idea of being agile, making sure you can get what you need to do very quickly and efficiently.
Exactly right. Agility, effectiveness, and then efficiency is really, those are the kind of the watchwords that we had in developing the site. So moving to the cloud became kind of a no-brainer. The ability to very quickly update our information, the ability then to scale it, very easily, without having to go out and purchase additional equipment. You pay for what you use in the cloud. And so you start using more, we can get it immediately. And then, you know, actually the cost savings over time are really going to be part of the story.
And do security issues become less of an issue because this is a public-facing website anyway, and most of the stuff, well, I would assume all the stuff out, you actually purposefully make available?
Yeah, we don't feel we compromise security at all in developing this site. And in fact, we're working with some of the, you know, the biggest names in the business. The cloud hosting is actually done by Amazon.
Yeah.
Microsoft is providing our content management system behind with a SharePoint. So we feel very confident that we actually haven't lost anything in the way of security. But obviously, that's a big part of a cloud discussion and part of the lessons we're going to explore and learn in doing this.
And was there a plan? This was done fairly quickly. I remember when the contract was first awarded. It's only a couple months.
Well, it was a little more than a couple months, but I'll let you believe that. No, it was it's something that we've worked on for a while. The actual hard work has been compressed into the last couple months,
yeah.
And, you know, taking concepts and turning them into reality. But this has been a longer project.
I know you also eliminated a number of sites in part of consolidating and having
right.
an easier way for people to find the information that they're looking for.
That's a big part of it, again, is to try to focus that effort around a new front page, but then have that page being a jumping-off point for what people need. And then also recognize that, you know, more and more people are using websites as kind of a repository for search. So we wanted to make sure that our information was more easily accessible so that they could search for exactly what they want or need.
Very nice. Let me ask you a separate, related but unrelated question, because everyone's talking about how one manages, and I know a website is key to how you manage both internally and externally. As we look at this age of austerity, does it change how you do your job?
Well, as the CFO of the Treasury Department, austerity is always going to be part of our watchword.
Almost your middle name.
Yeah, we want to be as efficient as we possibly can. We're constantly asking the question, how can we give people more for less of a very scarce, limited, and precious resource, people's tax dollars? So this, we think, in many ways, is kind of a very visible symbol of an effort to say, how can we provide people with even more information, but how can we do it in a way that costs us less, that allows us to grow with it over time, that doesn't need to be, you know, continually replaced, and figures out ways to leverage other available resources to deliver a higher quality set of services.
And do you find that folks internally use this as a tool as much as you might for external folks?
Well, I think we're going to see more and more of that, and this is part of a broader set of approaches we're taking to, you know, really work through, as I said, the plumbing of our transparency system here. The content management system that is going to power this website is part of a broader enterprise content management system that we're developing for the entire Treasury Department to make our information more accessible, make it more usable, and therefore more visible and transparent to the public.
And does transparency play a role in actually helping you do your job day to day, or is this this becomes something that almost is an add-on afterwards?
No, I think it's really critical to doing our job and doing it well. If you think about what we do at a very fundamental level, is it's based on information, and anything we can do to create a more efficient information delivery environment means we can do our job more efficiently.
Let me ask you, separate from the website, you're basically the chief management guy at Treasury. Last week, the announcement that the proposal that Fed's pay was going to be, it seems like a difficult time to be the head management guy in any organization.
You know, I think that more and more people are going to rely on us trying to deliver our services in a more efficient and effective manner. So in that way, it's kind of an exciting time to be a management official in federal agencies. So I think we're going to get some interesting challenges thrown at us in the coming weeks, months, and years. And from my experience working here at the Treasury Department and working with my colleagues throughout the federal government, I think we're up to it.
I think better, faster, cheaper. Sometimes people emphasize the cheaper and don't talk as much about actually doing things better. This may be a way to do things in a different way.
I think this website kind of represents all three of those things in many ways. It's certainly better. It's definitely faster. And we think over time it's going to be less expensive. I don't want to say cheaper, because if you look at it, there's nothing cheap about it.